Hello, nice to see you again. Hope you are having a wonderful day. This is Shane. Today I'm going to read you a short story titled A Lazy Boy. A Lazy Boy. Okay, here we go. Two friends are having a holiday. Their names are Frank and Henry. And Henry is very lazy. On the first evening of their holiday, Frank said to Henry, "Here is some money. Go and buy some meat."
"I'm too tired," answers Henry.
"You go." So Frank went to buy some meat. Later he came back and said to Henry, "Here's the meat. Please cook it." But Henry answered,
"No, I'm not good at cooking. You do it."
So Frank cooked the meat. Then he said to Henry, "Go and get some water."
"No, I don't want to get my clothes dirty," Henry answered.
Finally, Frank said, "The meat is ready. Come and get it."
"Okay," answered Henry.
"I don't like saying no all the time." Wow. OK, 我们看这个文章哈，这个故事的名字叫 A Lazy Boy。我们都知道 lazy 这个字呢是懒惰。A Lazy Boy， 我们也懂这是什么意思。但是国外呢有一种沙发，这个沙发呢是一个人坐的，就是只能够一个人坐的沙发。这个沙发呢是可以往后躺。这个沙发叫做 Lazy Boy， 这种沙发呢中间它 Lazy 后面就直接写了 Boy， Lazy Boy， 懒人沙发是很舒服的，就跟 A Lazy Boy 就不一样了，一个是懒人沙发，一个是一个懒惰的小男孩。OK， Holiday， 我们都知道 Holiday 是度假， I am on holiday。英文呢就是它有的时候名词可以当动词用， I'm holidaying， 把 holiday 后面加一个 ing 的时候就变成 I'm holidaying in France。 Well, nice. Meat, M-E-A-T， E-A 在这边发 E 的长音，然后 cook， C-O-O-K， cook 是烧饭的意思。Dirty, dirty, 高音在第一段 dirty. The meat is ready, R-E-A-D-Y, ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm ready. 准备好了。然后在这边呢 the meat is ready, 就跟 dinner is ready, 晚饭好了一样的。Ready, are you ready? 你准备好了吗？ Can we go now?通常在英文 Are you ready? 意思就是可别现在走了。I'm ready, 我好了。 OK, I hope you enjoy this little story. And please remember, practice makes perfect. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Ciao.